Okay, so we are in Tess Zayin Amud Beis. We are in the middle, if you remember, of a discussion of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. The reason why it came up was because the Mishnah said that Neveilos Amistaris Elzah, Zuim Zu, that all the Neveilos Amistarif to form a Kazayis, sounds like even Le'inyan Isser, right? And all the Shkotzim Amistarif Le'inyan to Le'inyan Shir Achila as well, and also for Tumah. Right? And that sparked the Dion in the Amoraim. If all the Nevelos are Mitzdarfin, does that include Nevelos of a Behemah Tmeya, or a Chaya Tmeya? Because those animals, if those animals have Nevela, that would be a case of Ein Yisr Chal Al, of Yisr Chal Al Yisr, right? And so we now are in the middle of a discussion of if in fact Yisr is Chal Al Yisr at all. If you remember, just to remind us, Rav was the one who said that that they are only mistarif to create a shir tumah, but for a greater shir of isra achila, no, the tahorim are asr mishum nevela on their own, and the tmeim are asr mishum behema tmeah on their own, right? And Levi said no, even for achila they're also mistarif for to leinyan shir nevela in addition to the isra of behema tmeah if it is applicable, which means isra chal isra. And Rav Asi was the one who said that tahorim lasman and tmeim lasman, right? He said that tahorim are on their own and tmeim on their own, right? There is a discussion, and there is a main discussion. Does he disagree with Rav and say even for tumah they're not mistarif because they're not mistarif for achila, they're not mistarif at all? Or does he mean that is he just saying he's only talking about isra and he's actually agreeing with Rav? Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Huda said the name of Rav. Achilas shratzim oleike alav bichezayis. Right? When you eat shratzim, when you eat insects, then you will get malchus if you eat a kezayis. Now, if you eat a kezayis, note it should be, depending on if they are shratzim of the air, of land, or of sea, you'll get four, five, or six times malchus. Right? There's a lot of malchus involved in eating shratzim. My time, Gemara Malchus points out that there are different numbers of isurim for depending on where these insects live. My time, what's the reason for this? Achila ksiv behu, that says, when the pasuk says that it's aser to eat them, it actually uses the word eating. Right? Lo yisoichlum ki sheketz heim. Right? Right, you shouldn't eat them because they're shekets. Right, so glitzichlom, the shear of achila, the amount that counts as an achila in the Torah is a kezayis, the size of an olive. Now, the reason why this is an interesting comment is because when it comes to the tumah, right, they're tamei not bekezayis, the size of an olive, bekeadasha, the size of a a fig. Right, so that is a radically different shear. Right, the shear for Isra Achila is very different to the shear for the shear of Tuma. Right, when they are metame things. V'asni Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina kamid Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, say in front of Rabbi Yochanan? V'yaldem bein abehema torah la tameal bein aoifa tamei la tahor v'loisek sachshu es nachshei sechem bebehema uva'oif v'chol asher tir mois hadamar asher hivdalti lachem letamei. Okay, so the Gemara immediately says that Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Hakanina said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk says that you will distinguish between the behemah Torah, a behemah which is permitted to eat and a behemah which is not permitted to eat, domesticated animal which is permitted to eat and that which is not permitted to eat, between a bird which is not permitted to eat, which is tamei, and a bird which is tor, which is permitted to eat. You shouldn't disgust yourselves with animals, with domestic animals, with birds, and with anything which crawls on the land, which I have put aside for you to be tamei, to be impure, to be forbidden. Right? Note, right? The pasuk says that it starts with achila. Right? The pasuk started with talking about eating. You shouldn't disgust yourselves. You shouldn't make yourselves disgusting before God. Is you do that by eating them. Right, and at the end, it ends with asher hivdalti lachem atamei. It ends with tumah. Right? puts achila, eating these things that crawl on the ground, and tuma in the same pasuk. Just as tuma is beke'adasha, right? So too achila is beke'adasha. No, just a second. I'm sorry, a lentil. My bad. I know I translated adasha as a fig. Now adasha is in fact a lentil, right? So just as the tumah is the size of a lentil, which is much more nov, so too. The Israchila will be with a size of a lentil. And Rabbi Yochanan praised him. Right, Rabbi Yochanan praised him, praised Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina for making this drasha. That seems to be a significant kasha when Rav says, a different opinion, right? Lo kasha, not a problem. Kam bitasan, kam bechayen. That's not a problem. The difference is whether these are alive or not. If they're alive, then they are then the shear of Isser is a kezais, unless you eat one all in one go, in which case it's a birya, right? That's a different discussion, right? If you don't eat one all in one go, then the Isser is triggered by a kezais. Where if you eat them when they're dead, then the Isser will be as an adasha, the size of a lentil. And the reason why is because they're not actually tame while they're alive. They're not metame anything while they're alive. They're only metame when they die. So it says, the Gemara says, Amar li Abaye said, Veha rabba masnisin kai masnisin kol ashratzim kani atil b'misasan. Rav seems to have been, Abaye said, but didn't Rav say this about a Mishnah? And didn't the Mishnah say the word all of the shratzim? Right, all of the shratzim are mitzdarif, right? That implies that even when they're dead, this is true. So, doesn't that get us back to saying that Rav is in fact disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan, with Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, who Rabbi Yochanan apparently did agree with? Says Amar Le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef responded to Abaye, "Hahi diyuka dilachu." Rav Shmaya Bel Makamar says that Rav Yosef says, "No, you think that Rav was commenting on a brisa or a mishnah, and you think he was commenting on a Tanakh statement. He wasn't. He was saying something that he'd heard." Right, he was passing on a tradition that he had, but it had nothing to do with any particular Mishnah, and therefore it wasn't attached to the words Kol HaShratzim. Right, and really he did agree with Rabbi Yochanan that when the Sheretz is dead, the prohibition will be triggered in full with Malkos at the size of a lentil and not the size of a fig. Vekalse Rabbi Yochanan. So it says, the Gemara now is asked a question, wait, did Rabbi Yochanan really praise this? Maybe we have a response. Hey, Varin, Ein Lahen, Shiura, Filu, Pachis, Mikazais, Nevelo, Pachis, Mikadash, Minasheris, Metamin! Right? Hey, Varin, limbs of an animal to be Metame have no shear. Even less than a Kazais in Nevelo will be Metame. Even less than a Kadasha, even less than the size of a lentil and a Sheris and an insect will be Metame. And Rabbi Yochanan said there's no malchus for it comes to the limbs of these animals, either insects or animals, less than a kezayis. And so when it comes to tuma, it's even less than a kardasha. And when it comes to malchus, it's for sure a kezayis. And that seems to be very different to what he praised from Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, who says that both tuma and malchus are with a kezayis. Amarava. Bemuvdalin di berakasuv. So the answer was Rava said bemuvdalin. The muvdalin according to the Miyuchas Rashi are the eight shrotzim which are counted in Gemara Shabbos are treated as they are. They are, if I remember correctly, a spider, Snake. I'm just checking now. The eight shrotzim, which are counted in the Torah, are a mouse and a cholad. They are, anyway, I don't know now, but they are counted. They are all of them counted in Parsha Shmini. So all of them, a spider and a snake and kitzur. Eight things that crawl, that are counted in the Torah, those are the ones that are... that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about when he said that they have where you get where the tuma is bakadash, the size of lentil, and the isur, the malchus, is also the getting malchus, getting lashes, is also going to be when you eat the size of lentil, a portion size lentil. For anything else, right, those for any other crawly thing, it'll be tuma even less than a lentil. There's a chumra, but the malchus, getting lashes, will only trigger if you eat more, which if you eat a krazayis or more, which is significantly more than a lentil, of course. So amar le rav adar bar ava le rava le me'ata behima nami. Lift the gay bein muvdelas ashein muvdelas. Rav Ada Baraba immediately responded to Rav, I don't understand. If you say that, then why are we only distinguishing in shrotzim and things that crawl between what the Torah specifically mentions and what the Torah does not? We should also in behemoths, in domesticated animals, right? The Torah, when it comes to domesticated animals, does count certain ones that are in fact, I mean, it mentions certain domesticated animals and not others. And secondly, when it comes to domesticated animals, it mentions four in particular, right, that are going to be Aser, because you might have thought they really weren't. A pig, a camel, a rabbit. I think a donkey, I think. Right, which are all, the Torah counts specific animals, again in Parsha Shmini. So why are you only saying this vort when it comes to insects? You should also say it with regard to domesticated animals. Amar lei, ki kama ki shrachamana, leval shachsu aval shirim loi. When the Torah, right, compared all of these things, when it compared a behema tmea and a hora, like a domesticated animal, which is going to be tamei, which is permitted to eat, or which is not permitted to eat, to shrotzim, to things that crawl on the ground, right? It didn't mean it when it came to shiurim, right? It didn't mean that the size at which it will be matame, or at which you'll get malchus for it, will be different. It really meant for the purpose of the isser of bal shach. So it means that in addition to whatever isser is involved in eating, either in the vela or is being involved in domestic animal, which is tame, you're going to have an additional isur of bal teshaktsu. By the way, if you're wondering why that is not a case of in isur chal isur, I mean, that is isur chal isur, so why is that not a problem? If you'll remember, we mentioned one of the exceptions to in isur chal isur is if the isur is chal bevas achas, if the isurim come at exactly the same time. Right? So bal teshaktsu, in this case, within the vela for sure, is going to come at exactly the same time as, or with the behemoth tmea, the Isra is chal at exactly the same time as the Isra of Yidin Nevela or behemoth tmea. Therefore, it will in fact be able to chal. All right, Tov Shkoyach, gentlemen, we'll continue tomorrow.